Skipperoo-Ark spotted Globby as soon as he entered the kitchens. Knowing the slumbering vermin presented no immediate danger, the otter chieftain moved silently, searching the area for other foe beasts. He found Friar Sugum, who had just wakened. The old water vole yawned, rubbed his eyes and smiled.
Good morning, Skip. I'll get breakfast going right away.
Skipper paced a paw to his lip.
Nay, sir, you stay there until I call you. Don't come out.
Word had swiftly gone around the early risers. Abbas Marjoram, Form Old Darby, several of his crew, and Selim Old Gergi crowded the doorway as Skipper roused Globby into consciousness. The young stoat blinked, stared at the otter for a moment, then bounded from the table with the mound of dough still stuck to the side of his face. The brawny Skipper seized him by the tail, slamming him back onto the table. Grabbing a bread knife, he put the point against Globby's nose tip.
If you value your miserable life, Mudface, you'll start talking fast. What are you doing here, eh?
The young ravager had expected to be slain on the spot. Finding himself still alive, his natural insolence came to the fore. He grinned cheekily.
I was angry, so I thought you wouldn't mind me borrowing a bite of Vickles and a drop to drink.
Abbas Marjoram came to the table, staring at him coldly.
And tell us, pray, how did you get into this abbey?
Globby wrinkled his jam-smeared snout at her.
That's my little secret, missus. I ain't telling you.
That was when Skipper's temper got the better of him. Throwing aside the bread knife, he grabbed a wooden oven paddle. Roughly flopping Globby over on his stomach, he proceeded spanking away with the paddle. Thwack, splat, thwack, splat, thwack, splat. Skipper roared over the ravager's squeals and screeches.
Who do you think you are, talking to the Mother Abbess of Redwall like that, you hard-faced little whelp?
Marjoram stayed the big otter's paw in mid-spank.
You'd best stop before you injure him seriously.
Skipper released Globby, who immediately fell to the floor, holding his rear end as he wriggled about in a horizontal dance. Form Old Darby shook a hefty digging claw at him.
Mayhaps you'll keep a civil tongue in you, med, my bold vermin. Now, you'm ansy habis, nice and purloit-like.
Kicking his foot paws frenziedly, Globby continued his agonised howls. Skipper grabbed the scruff of his neck, hauling him back over the table.
I don't reckon he urges, sir. I'll just carry on till his manners improves.
Globby wailed brokenly.
Don't hit me no more. I'll tell you. I'll climb over the back wall.
Marjoram continued her interrogation of the stoat.
The back wall? You mean our eastern rampart? How in the name of seasons did you manage that?
One glance at Skipper's stern face convinced Globby to reply truthfully.
Climbed up a big tree and went along a branch near the wall. I jumped it.
Skipper clapped the paw to his brow.
We've forgotten to trim back the branches for 3 seasons now. They must have grown good and long.
Marjoram reassured him.
It's my fault, friend. There's been peace for so long that there's been no need of tree trimming. So, let's remedy the situation today.
Skipper Ruark saluted.
Leave it to me, marm. Gergi, bring any axes, saws or cutting tools up from your cellars. Brother Tollum, gather the best climbing squirrels together. Formal, take your crews up to the wall tops. Drill, marm, tell the friar we'll need packed lunches for the workers, if you please.
The hogwife fidgeted anxiously with her apron strings.
But no beasts had breakfast yet, sir.
The abbess interrupted.
I'm sure the branch trimming is far more important, Drell. Besides, breakfast is already ruined, and it'll take time to clear up the mess. No thanks to this scruffy savage.
Friar Sugum emerged from his makeshift bedroom. The old water vole shook his head in disbelief.
You mean to tell me one vermin did all this to my kitchen? Drill, you see to the packed lunches, you. What's your name?
The young stoat avoided the friar's icy stare.
I'll be.
Sugum rolled up his habit sleeves in a businesslike manner.
Well, listen to me, Globby. You're going to clean this kitchen from top to bottom. What are you going to do?
Globby saw the fryer pick up the oven paddle and give the air a few experimental whacks.
Leave it to me, sir. I'll have the old place shining like a new pin afore you knows it.